Can You Miss God's Will? By Stephen Altrog. Read by Jason Brown. The fear of missing God's will is enough to paralyze any Christian. But here's the question. Can a Christian miss the will of God for their life? Could you somehow go your entire life being outside of God's plan for you? It seems that the Bible teaches that, yes, you can miss God's will. It also teaches that, no, you can't miss God's will. You can miss God's will if... The way to miss God's will is really simple. Ignore the Bible. In the Bible, God has told us exactly what we should do when it comes to making decisions. First, we should determine if our decision goes against anything clearly spelled out in the Bible. The Bible is clear that fellowship with other believers is necessary for our Christian growth. If taking a job will cut you off from fellowship with others, it's not God's will for you to take the job. Second, we should ask God to give us wisdom. James 1:5-6 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting." Getting wisdom from God isn't a mystical, super spiritual experience. It means asking God to help us think clearly and biblically about the decision in front of us. When we ask for wisdom, we should believe God is going to give it to us. God isn't trying to hide His goodwill from us. He wants to help us understand the right way to walk. Third, we should ask the opinion of others. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed." This is so gloriously simple. Finding God's will for your life is as simple as asking the opinion of other godly Christians. Lay the situation out before them, and then let God speak to you through their counsel. You can't miss God's will if we heed the counsel of Scripture, we won't miss God's will. God isn't hiding His will or trying to trick us into making a bad decision. If we evaluate our decision by Scripture, ask for wisdom, and then ask the opinions of others, we are doing what God requires of us. He promises to guide us through that process. We don't need to seek a subjective, mystical, spiritual feeling when it comes to decision-making. Don't get me wrong, sometimes God gives us peace about a decision, and that's a blessing. But that's not always the case. Sometimes we might not feel one way or another about a decision. In general, feelings are a very bad barometer of the truth. A feeling of peace can come from God, but it can also come from a lot of other things, like a glass of wine or a good nap. Plus, what exactly constitutes the right feeling when it comes to a decision? Is it peace, or maybe joy, or a sense of rightness? The Bible doesn't tell us what we're supposed to feel about our decisions. Instead, it tells us how to make biblical, God-honoring decisions. So if you have a big decision to make, don't freak out. Instead, go to the Word, ask for wisdom, and get others involved.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.